What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the free version of the Michael Savage podcast, and I'm going to keep it free for all of you. But there are many of you who would love to be able to listen to my show without any ads. I love ads, but many of you want to listen to the podcast free of ads. So we created something for you, a solution. We call it the Savage Premium. For less than the price of one flat, tasteless beer at your local bar, you can receive access to all of my podcasts going back years ad-free for just $3.99. That's it, $3.99 a month. You'll get not only my ad-free podcast, but you will also occasionally receive access to material that is exclusive for members only, and I'm going to give you the list in a minute of what you've missed. You're going to get an occasional monologue from me, maybe a reading from one of my novels, sneak peeks of interviews before anyone else hears them, archive pieces dating back to 1994. Many things that come up, you're going to get exclusive access to Michael Savage material. Details can be seen on my website, michaelsavage.com, and if you want to join, all you got to do is go to glow.fm and search Savage Premium. That's glow.fm and search Savage Premium. Now, you will always have access to my free weekly podcast. I want to be clear about that. That's my promise to you. But if you want less ads and more Savage, join the Savage Premium Club today and never miss a spoken word of mine. It's glow.fm/Savage Premium. You can find it on michaelsavage.com. And here's some of the stuff that you have missed so far. Michael Savage reading from his best-selling novel, Countdown to Mecca. My words, my voice. Savage reads from one of his lost journals, Fiji, 1968. Savage's first drive time show, Hour One. My interview with the Jewish gangster, very popular. I read from my first written published article, Who Is at the Helm? From 1965. It's heard nowhere but on my premium site. I read passages from my novel, Abuse of Power. We replayed Fat Al's Tuna. My Savage show from 324.94, the earliest show in the archive, 324.94. My interview with Donald Trump from 110.2011. 110.2011, while Mark Levin was mocking him and Sean Hannity was mocking him and the others were mocking him, I was interviewing Trump. Much more. And remember, subscribers also get ad-free podcasts every week. The cost is less than a beer at a bar, and you get a better buzz with the Savage Premium. So go to glow.fm/Savage Premium for full access to ad-free podcasts and exclusive sound you'll not hear anywhere else. Thank you very much. What would you like me to talk about so you have my attention for 20 minutes? Today I did a podcast on first-class fatherhood with a young man who wrote a book on it. And I talked about being a father, and I said, you know, it's a tough topic because no one should ever boast about being a father without their children present. My children are not present. That's the first thing. But they said, well, what's the number one rule for being a father? I said, well, I don't have a rule. There's no guidebook. I said, but... Here's the thing to remember. When I had my first child, I didn't have a guidebook on how to raise a child. I didn't know what the hell to do. So I asked my uncle. He was the one uncle who was fatherless. And he said, there's only one rule to raising a child. I said, what is that? He said, just love your child and let them know you love them. Now, I don't mean the San Francisco every 2 minutes, I love you. But let them really know you wanted them. And that you love them. And he said, everything else will work out. And I suppose that's true. Because I'll tell you, if a child knows you wanted them and you love them, it will generally work out. Of course, there's 1,000 other things that could happen. We understand that. But that's what I did today. Now I just took a bike ride.
And I spoke to a nice Chinese father who has two little Chinese girls, and he pedals them around every day in a little wagon in front of his bicycle. He's the nicest guy in the world. What a devoted father he is. I said, you're going to win the Father of the Year Award. You talk about fathers. I like talking to neighbors when they're around. You know, it's like a little bit of reality talking to neighbors. There was other neighbors I talked with. One guy who worked in Japan for years, and he tells the same stupid lewd joke every time I see him. Since you don't know him, I'll tell you the joke. It's an awful joke. He was a salesman who has lived in Japan for years. And he said, I got in an elevator 30 years ago in Japan, and there were two black guys, like 6'5" in the elevator. And he said something to the effect of, did you win? And they looked at him with anger because they're members of some famous team, and they just won some huge thing. So I said, well, you know, you don't know what to say to people when you meet them, cultural differences and all of that. So that's it for the day. This is our test, and we achieved nothing. Did we win the election or lose the election? Did we win anything yet? The new story came out today on Pelosi. Now a reporter saying he answered the door when the cops, he saw the video, the body cam camera footage, and he said that Pelosi answered the door alone with one hand, and then he didn't try to run out, allegedly. And he said if he had been attacked, why wouldn't he run out of the house and into the safety of the police? So the whole story is full of crap. It just shows you that almost everything you see in the news is a freaking lie. Say, this is the worst age of propaganda I've ever seen. That a degenerate scumbag like that guy with the crypto thing could disappear $1 billion and not be in jail the next day? How is that possible? How could this guy not be in jail? If you don't return a freaking library book, the tax squad will be outside your door and put you in jail for the library book. This son of a bitch robs $1 billion. I'm sorry. He was a big donor to Joe Biden. He gave him $40 million and $1 billion went missing. So what's the big deal? It's the crypto crook I'm talking about. Crypto crook. But then his parents are two very famous Stanford professors of Lua. And the mother ran some other slush fund for Democrats. Good people. You know, the best kind of people. They raise a piece of shit like him. Probably his whole life was, Johnny, you're terrific. Johnny, you're wonderful. Johnny, you're great. Johnny, you're wonderful. And the girlfriend boasted about using amphetamine, how clear it made her mind, like Hitler's troops. You hear? And they're the ones who gave all that money to the Democrats and through the election. Look what's coming out right after the election. The Pelosi story was a lie. Oh, I didn't know that. I had no idea. The crypto crook gave all the money to the Democrats. I didn't know that. No, I didn't know any of that. Now you know all of it. Oh, the missile that landed in Poland, which all the websites said was launched by Russia. Let's go to World War III, DEFCON 3 now. Oh, it's what I said on Twitter the day it happened. I asked the question, how do we know that it wasn't a missile fired by the Ukrainians to intercept the Russian missile, which accidentally landed in Poland? People said, you're right. I got like lots of traffic on Twitter on that, and I was right. Hannity said go to war with Russia. Levin said to go to war with Russia. All the neocon lying bastards who you still listen to, you morons, said go to war with Russia, and there was no consequences. They're exactly the same as the crypto crook, in my opinion. But go ahead. Oh, I'm afraid to turn the news on right now. Since I got my audience lit, let's go to the once reliable Drudge Report. Here we go. First he said it was a Russian missile. Then he said it wasn't the Russian missile. Now he's another anti-Trump. FBI tops Trump speech and viewers. You hear this? I don't know what happened to my good friend, Matt Drudge. I have no idea what happened to him. World War III delayed. Stray missile from Ukraine hits Poland. Zelensky. It was not ours. Zelensky. Just keep sending the money. You know what I mean? How much did you send? $37 billion? It's not enough. Send more. Send more. $37 billion. That's high cock. Send more. More. We want more. All right, my friends, I've given you your act for the day. You got 7 minutes and 41 seconds out of me when I was just testing my phone. Someone just said mostly peaceful missile. That's very funny. It was a love missile. You don't know what to believe anymore. No one knows what to believe. Republicans gain House control. Again, finally, projected to win. This is only 5 days, 4 days later, projected to win France had an election. The results were in that night. You get a mega donor like on a lottery thing. They know that night. Oh, my God, what a corrupt nation. What a bent nation we're living in. Biden official torched for repeating amazing lie as crisis rages. Biden, a liar? Does a bear shit in the woods? Behind the scenes moves to get disgraced crypto king back on U.S. soil. Oh, really? With all the money he gave the Democrats? If he serves one day in prison, I'd be quite surprised. I'll leave it at that. How did this happen? How did this country go from legitimate, respected businessmen to scum of the earth like this degenerate drug addict, Adderall-addicted piece of shit? Pardon me. I should have said, no, it's not for kids. How did they raise a piece of shite like him? Then there was that story of the four kids in the Midwest in Nebraska that were found dead in their house. And the twisted news said it was a suicide pact when it came out. I knew right away it wasn't. See, you're lucky that I'm an older guy from another age. I can actually see through things that you can't see. Even the people who don't like me are too stupid to understand how perceptive I actually am. I'm a gift to humanity right now. I have wisdom that is lost in this country. I have the intelligence of a normal New York Police Department detective from the 1950s. And we can see things and figure things out that you can't see anymore because you've been blinded. So they say the four kids were found dead and it was a suicide pact. I said, no, it stinks. It's not suicide. Now all of a sudden they show the picture. Cops coming through eerie video showing students hours before slayings. There were the two girls. They're out drinking again. It's not their fault that they were killed. Out drinking, come out of a bar, and there's some creep behind them outside the bar. You know what happened. The creep followed them home, or one of them took the creep home from a bar, partying. That's a new word for being a sex maniac, partying at home. And then the other couple probably came in and saw something awry and tried to stop him and see, killed both of them and then killed her. What do you have to put three and four together?
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Oh, my world. It's pretty painful. I got to tell you, it's very hard to look at the news. I'm thinking of getting out of the news business. That's why I went into the fatherhood thing today. I should let red alert. 218 Republicans eke out House majority after 4 years out of power. Great. You know what change you'll get from this? High cock you'll get from it. That's a New York phrase for you'll get nothing out of it. Paul Reiner. Who's this one now? Mike. And there's Pelosi. She's going to leave yet? She sure milked her husband's beating for everything it was worth. It came in, happened just in time for her. Video shows mystery man lurking in the University of Idaho student hours before murders. How do these kids go out to party at 2 o'clock in the morning? When I went to college, I had to go to sleep at a certain time. I was exhausted from working and studying. They have nothing to do but go out and get laid at night? That's college today, to become a whore? That's college today. Send your daughter to college. She leaves a beautiful, clean girl. In 3 months, she's a whore or a lesbian, one or the other or both, with tattoos up and down her body. That's college today. Unbelievable. What a world. So we won the House. Hallelujah. What's going to happen now? Nothing. Yeah, this is hilarious. The New York Times, I get it every morning. I have to see what they're saying. It says, what happens if the Republicans win the House? It'll be a disaster for America because we're back to gridlock in Washington. They want a one-party system like in California. They don't like the Republicans having even the House of Representatives. They like House, Senate, presidency, and controlling the schools and the books and the music and the videos and the movies. Other than that, it's a wonderful free country. They'd actually complain, what if the Republicans should win the House? Oh, that's horrible for America. Thank God we're rid of the witch, Pelosi, and have to see her again. Oh, my God. I don't care if the Republicans do nothing as long as I have to see that lying creature again. Oh, good riddance, you piece of garbage. You go away. Is she going to be with us forever? What's she going to do now? She'll go to work in Silicon Valley somewhere as a consultant, teaching them how to make ravioli. Oh, what is she going to do after this power trip she's been on? No more free government trips on G4s, G5s? No. No more flying on the free airlines from the people who run Silicon Valley illegally? You think I don't know all of this? I live nearby. I have friends at the airports. And they were using, the Google guys were using, I shouldn't say anything, they control everything I do in my life. They control the phone. They control my podcast downloads. Google people are wonderful. Excellent. I didn't tell you anything about their 787 sitting on the runway at Ames Air Force Base or wherever it is. What's this posture of politicians that they stand like this? Right. We see every politician, where'd they come up with this look? What are they covering their crotch for? Why? Why? Even women now are covering their crotch with their hands in front of their crotch. They're hiding something. I know that. Trump 2024, donate now. Here we go already. Donate. Oh, my God. Leave me alone already with the donation. Here, Zelensky lost. They found out he was lying about the missile. He tried to drag the whole world into World War III again. The entertainer who, you know what he did before he was this, don't you? He was known as a perverted entertainer. So look what he's saying today. I don't know. Look, let me start with this about Ukraine for 1 minute. And I'm not just saying it as lip service. The biggest tragedy here is what's happening to the Ukrainian people. They are suffering more than anybody on the planet, other than the mothers and the fathers of the dead Russian troops. But the suffering in Ukraine, 9 million people are displaced. In our time, this couldn't have been stopped with diplomacy. If we had a legitimate president, this never would have happened. Didn't happen under Trump. Zelensky today asks Netanyahu for air defense systems. If he drags Israel into this war against Russia, it'll be the worst disaster in the history of Israel. I pray to God. What? Days after Russia's missile and drone attack on nearly a dozen of major Ukrainian cities, Ukraine Zelensky says he has talked and asked Netanyahu better not yield and give him a thing. It'll be the worst thing in the history of Israel to align themselves with this corrupt, degenerate politician in Ukraine, even though all my sympathies go for peace, not war. Let me be very clear. So every day they boast about killing Russians. You know, I'm going to tell you something about warfare that you should know. I have never seen a war where one side boasts about killing the other guy's troops and gloats over it. Oh, we went hunting today and killed a lot of them. I've never seen this. That's what Zelensky and the Ukrainians do every day. We went hunting and killed a lot of them. They gloat over the death of their enemy. Do you know? You know, I've done some, I should let Ryan go home. Ryan should head home. It's all good. Go. It's late in the day. Get out of here. Poor Ryan was in an auto accident last weekend. He's suffering badly. You want some passion flower herbs? I got the good stuff from the farm up in Oregon.
I got whiskey.
No, stop it. Don't be a big shot just because you're on my YouTube channel. Do you want some? It's no. I got the really good organic passion flower.
I'm fine. Thank you.
Huh?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, whatever. Drive carefully. See you later. Take care of yourself. It's the end of a day. I don't like end of days. It's depressing. He's a nice guy. He's worked with me for 10 years. Good kid. Very nice guy. Where was I? And I got so distracted just now. Pelosi, see you, Ryan. Leave the cannoli. Take the herbs. Funny. Hey, Ryan, take the cannoli. Leave the herbs.
The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
So, you know, I've done religious podcasts over the years, and you know I'm Jewish. I'm not hiding it, but I don't boast about my religion. I don't wear my religion as a weapon. I don't use my religion as a weapon. It is what it is. I'm not a particularly religious person. I know the teachings, and I violate them quite often, like every day. I try not to, but I do. But at least I know what's right and wrong, okay? I know the 10 thous and thou shalt nots. We all know right from wrong, except the crypto kids, they don't know anything. They don't have any morality. They're amoral, and they're the ones who could destroy a nation when you raise a child to think that they're wonderful in the center of the universe. So what I was getting at with this Russia-Ukraine thing, with Ukraine, Zelensky and his cohorts bragging every day about killing Russian troops. The Talmud says, do not take pleasure in killing the enemy. There's a reason for that. It's the same reason that the kosher food laws, I never told you this story. Do you want me to do this or not? Is it too preachy? I started, I'm not going to stop now. I wasn't even going to go on. I'm not looking good. There's no lights on, no action, no camera. We were testing the camera. Do you like what you're hearing so far? Because I'll put it up there. Go or stop. You'll take it. It costs you nothing. Why shouldn't you say yes? No lights are on, nothing. No hat, no lights, nothing. So it says, do not gloat in the death of an enemy. Now, there's a reason for it. The reason is so that man does not get the bloodlust for killing. It's the same as the kosher food laws, which many people don't understand how they were written. I spoke with a scholar 40 years ago, a surprise to learn, who knows the ins and outs in the real ancient Hebrew. The reason that the people were taught to kill animals in a kosher manner was not that the food would be cleaner, it had nothing to do with clean. The reason they used a sharp, it says use a sharp knife when slaughtering the cattle, not a serrated or rusty knife, and do a quick cut to kill the animal. It's so it is as painless as possible for the poor animal you are slaughtering. It was so that man does not develop a lust for killing. Get it? Same thing with Zelensky. They have a lust for killing now. When you gloat over the death of an enemy, like they're gloating over how many Russian boys they killed, what do you think that is doing to Putin and the other hardliners in Russia? What do you think that is doing? You think they're going to not launch more missiles at you the next day and turn off your electric and your water and your heat and your power in lieu of an atomic bomb or a missile carrying a nuclear warhead? So what the Russians are doing exactly what everyone knew they would do. Anyone who studied Russian history, the Russians waited this out. Russia will be here forever. Russia has been here for thousands of years. It will be here forever. It's not going away because Nancy Pelosi wants Russia gone. Because Joe Biden wants Russia gone. They're not going anywhere. Zelensky, the perverted comedian, on one hand, you could look at him as a great hero. I don't. I did not see him as a new Winston Churchill. But I don't want to go into that. The Ukrainian people are suffering, and it's time to bring in diplomats and end this thing as quickly as possible before more Ukrainian people suffer, more people die, and there's liable to be an accidental nuclear war. What? How hard does it be to figure that out? So what I'm saying here is Zelensky and his cohorts, every day they boast about killing more Russian men and boys. What do you think the Russians are going to do in lieu of dropping a nuclear weapon on you through a cruise missile? They're going to turn off your water. They're going to turn off your power. They're going to turn off everything in your country until you freeze to death and demand from your leadership that they sue for peace. That's what they're doing. So the Russians used the winter to stop Napoleon's invasion. The Russians used the winter to stop the Nazis' invasion. They were, 40 miles from Moscow? And Hitler was celebrating already taking of Moscow. What happened? You've not seen the History Channel 1,000 times of the long line of 30 miles long of the Russians freezing to death. The Nazi troops freezing to death and getting annihilated because the winter turned on them. It's exactly the same happening again. Putin is letting the winter do his job for him. So now they want Israel to come in and protect them. That would be the worst thing in the history of Israel if they ever give this guy any weapons. There's a couple of reasons. I don't have to be a Metternich to explain it to you. Zelensky asked Netanyahu for air defense systems. Says Netanyahu considering. He's full of shit, by the way. He's speaking for Netanyahu like I am. He lies about everything. He makes this shit up in order to drag people into his war. Have you ever seen street fights before people killed each other over nothing? You'd see boys fight with each other when I was young. And sometimes the big kid and the little kid would fight. Here's the big kid and here's the little kid. Sometimes the little kid would start the fight with his big mouth. And the big kid would knock him in the mouth and he wouldn't stop. He'd hit him again. He wouldn't stop, so he'd get on top of him. They didn't shoot each other or knife each other. The big kid would say, shut your friggin' mouth and say you give up. And he wouldn't give up. Now, it's an important analogy in some ways. Little kid, big kid. But when the little kid keeps taunting the big kid over and over and over again, even if the big kid started the fight, do you think the big kid is going to run away because he's taunted by the little kid? No, my friends. Okay, that's all I can say. It's a terrible tragedy. If you don't know history, it's somewhat important you study 2013, not 2021 or 2022, to know anything about Russia, Ukraine. Look at what McCain did with the so-called Maidan Revolution. Russia had installed, allegedly, a puppet leader of Ukraine. But there was peace between the two nations. Most Ukrainians didn't really want to go to war with Russia over this insanity that Zelensky has imposed. Then McCain went there with, I think her name was Newland. They went there, they stirred up a war between you to overthrow the leader of Ukraine that was put in by Moscow. And they conducted a revolution. Then the Ukrainians and the Russians went to war with each other. And there's been killing going on since 2013. What happened to trigger this? Russia demanded that Zelensky and company say, we will not join NATO and we will not place nuclear missiles on our border. That's all he demanded. And Zelensky said, F you to him. There. Now, you don't know any of the history because you're not allowed to hear about it. You want to hear the real truth, the unvarnished truth, and nothing but the truth? So help me God. To me, that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It's that simple. And I pray for the Ukrainian people, I pray for the Russian people, and I pray for the world's people to put an end to this madness. When Kissinger went over and said 4 months ago that Ukraine should sue for peace and end this thing, he was called every name under the sun. Now what? I think that's it for the day before I say something I have to follow up with. Iran hit tanker, blah, blah, blah. Republicans win U.S. House. Did Drudge have that yet? No, he still doesn't have it. Oh, it's there. There it is. They let him put it up. Republicans win slim House majority. Complicating ambitious agenda. That's a headline? What kind of headline is that? Complicating ambitious agenda. What is that? What agenda? Whose agenda? Karl Marx? Oh, I see. It's a link from who? Oh, Associated Press. Complicating ambitious agenda. Whose agenda? Oh, President Joe Biden's agenda. Joe Biden belongs in prison, in my estimation. It's liable to happen yet. If they do nothing with their majority in the House, they should start investigations before Thanksgiving. Before the turkey is slaughtered for the table, they should start investigating Joe, the money from Ukraine, the crypto crook, Nancy Pelosi and her doings and comings and goings and Solyndra, going back to that. That's what they ought to do, investigate and give back to the Democrats what they've been doing to the Republicans from the minute they got the majority, because nothing that they have done is in the interest of the American people. I'll conclude by saying if that crook, that crooked bastard kid, whatever his name is, that crypto crook, hyphenated last name, where is this? The crypto crook, the one who sits in a chair with the shaking leg on amphetamine, like this, the tapper. The one whose parents told him he was crazy, not even on my website. God, what's wrong with these people? Why did they drop that story? Here, FTX slush fund bankrolled fake studies to hide COVID therapeutics. He did that too? That cretin did that too? Could you believe this? FTX CEO Sam Bankman hyphenated named Freed bankrolled a clinical trial to prove that ivermectin doesn't work. Could you believe this? I can believe it. This guy's like the death of America. He's, you know, there are evil people that come along. Harvey Weinstein is one of them, that type, in my opinion, I have to add. This guy is as evil as they come. Oh, I wear shorts. And he was seen at a convention with Tony Blair and Bill Clinton. And he talked about good things, you know, all the good things. Global warming, climate change, LGBTQ, Black Lives Matter. He gave to all these groups to cover his ass, in plain English. But as I said on my podcast Sunday, which was taken down and put into my podcast yesterday, I incorporated it, there's three things to come out of this that you got to remember. Never believe anyone who goes to a business meeting in an undershirt. I wasn't ready for this. This is a that's the look, the Mark Zuckerberg look, the undershirt look. All of a sudden, they're cool. We wear an undershirt. They're trustworthy. Number one, never trust anyone who goes to a business meeting in an undershirt. Two, never trust anyone who goes to a business meeting in shorts and sneakers. Three, never trust anyone in a business meeting with a hyphenated last name. And most importantly, never particularly trust a Jewish person with a hyphenated last name. They're the worst of them all. The worst is a Jew with a hyphenated last name. In my opinion, what I've met in my life, you have to understand Lenny Bruce and George Carlin and Michael Savage to understand any of what I just said to you. The vernacular that I use is so from another universe. I had a friend of mine who used to say, Michael, you're the best of all, but you're too smart for the room. That's all I got to say. All right, turn on the Klieg lights because I'm turning off the camera. Sorry for no lights, action, and camera. All you got was the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.